Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God. Giving glory, honor, and praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am yours truly, Pastor Hayward Wilson, and I am coming to you from Disciples of Christ Global Church Outreach Ministry out of the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and by way of Blog Talk Radio with Agape Broadcast. And I'd like to speak to you tonight concerning faith and the overcoming of it over sin. So my theme will be, faith is the victory in overcoming sin. And my scriptures will be coming from 1 John chapter 5, verses 4. And it reads, "For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even through our faith." Because Jesus triumphed over and disarmed all the powers of evil that arrayed against him. And that is why we who are as the children of God are able to share in that victory through our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now let's just take a look at the scoop of Jesus' victory over temptation. As he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And that is found in Matthew chapter 4. And I'm speaking through verses 1 through 11 as I have the Lord lead. Here in verses 2 through 4, it says, "When he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry." You know, you go on a 40-day fast and 40 days and 40 nights, you definitely will be hungry after that fast is over. And the word goes on saying, when That's when the tempter came to him and said unto him, if I be the Son of God, then turn these stones into bread. Yes, like I said, my friend, when you done fasted for a long period of time, are you hungry? That seems like when the devil really comes with his temptation. Because he feels like that is our most weakest moment, and where he can take charge and persuade us to do his will and get out of God's will. That is to say, get us to disobey God's word. But as we being children of God, we must have the same mindset as our Lord had. When the tempter tried to command him to turn the stones into bread, our Lord did not hesitate to let him know. In verse 4, that it is written that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that is proceeded out of the mouth of God. Like David said, for the word of the Lord is right, and his works is done in truth. That is to say, God's word is a promise and a help through our trials and our temptation. Oh, yes, it is. We can stand on his word. My God, when things get tough or rough, we can stand on the word of God. When the enemy comes to try us and try to persuade us to get out of the will of God, we don't have to be tempted by the enemy. All we have to do is have the faith to stand on God's word, because God does not come to tempt us. He may try us, but he will not tempt us. Amen. Like I said in verse 3, my friend, Satan is called the prince of this world, according to John's gospel. And let the scripture read in Hebrew chapter 2, verses 14. Because we are the children of God. It's like Jesus, who was God. Amen? But see, Jesus was God in the flesh, but he took on the form of a human being. And he came down here as being in the flesh. He walked with man for 3.5 years. He was made of flesh and blood. Like I say, born in a human flesh, a human form. Because it took death for him to die for us as human beings. You know, people of God, we have a lot to be grateful for. All who are born again into the family of God. But as you see, we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with feelings. Because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he felt our infirmities. Because he suffered the same way we suffer within his body. Even though he suffered, yet he was without sin. He was suffered at all points. He was tempted beyond what we can even think of. But yet he did not let sin reign in his body. Amen. He was touched without the infirmity. He had the same feelings we had when he was upon the face of the earth. But there was not to any point that he yielded to the temptation of sin. Bible lets us know, praise God, in Hebrews 4:15, that he was without sin out of all that he went through. But yet he did not sin. Oh, yes. My friend, that is how our victory was won. It was won through by Christ, my brothers and sisters. We had the victory over the world through Jesus. As he gave us his word to guide us by. In John 16:13, when he said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you will have peace. But in the world, you're going to have tribulations. Oh, yes. But he goes on and let us know that we are to be of good courage. Keep the faith. Because he has overcome the world for our sake. And I'm here tonight to let you know, brothers and sisters, that through by Jesus, we have the victory. You might say, well, how you can say that, Pastor? Well, we have the victory through Jesus because he blocked it out. The handwriting of ordinance that were contrary to us. And he took it out of the way and nailed it to the cross. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And that gives us the victory over all the powers and authority, including every evil spirit that comes to war against us, according to Colossians 2:16. Praise God, my God, my God. Okay, what the devil may throw at us. We have a God that is able to quench every fiery dart that the enemy may aim or throw at us. And that is why, my brothers and sisters, I have to let you know tonight that we can stand on the word of the apostle when he quoted from the scriptures that he was persuaded that neither death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. And that is found in Romans 8:38. And he did not stop there, but he went on into verses 39 when he went on to say that there is no height and there is no other created thing shall be able to separate him, which is also to say that there shouldn't be no created things to be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Oh, yes, my friend. All we need is the faith to believe in the word of the Lord. As Jesus said, if we have the faith of the size of a mustard seed, we can say to the mountain, be thou removed from here to there, and it will be moved. Praise God, and there's nothing will be impossible for us. Praise God, that we just have the faith of a little, as small as a grain of mustard seed. Praise God. Oh, yes, God, the Bible, it's through Bible faith that would cause God's power to be released through faith. Amen. It has to be our faith to cause God to be able for God to be able to move and pray God fight on our behalf. Amen. And we cannot come to God doubting and one moment and believing the next. We got to have that steadfast faith, that faith that prays God that we can stand on, care what it look like, what the situation may seem like, yet we're going to stand and stand firm on the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Like it says in Hebrews 11:6. And it says, without faith it is impossible to please him. Amen. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise the God. Diligently. That means those that are constantly seeking him, not those that come every now and then when, praise God, then you get in trouble, or praise God, you think you need him just to help you out of a situation. But those that are diligently, those that are continually faithfully that seek him, praise God, then praise God, kind of faith we should have. Praise God, otherwise it's impossible for us to believe God. We have to have that faith, children, have to have that faith. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. The word goes on and let us know, all those who have faith to believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The word of God lets us know that in the book of Isaiah 55:6, and it tells us that those that seek the Lord, all they are, while he may be found, and those that look for him while he is near. God is near to all those that seek him, those that call upon him. He said that he's not far from us. He's no far than a breath away. Praise God. He said when his children call, he will answer. He hears our cry. Amen. And he will answer. Praise God. So if you own this, have faith to have you only believe that he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can act or think, according to Ephesians, praise God, 3:20. That we would just turn all our problems over to him. Yes, he is able to do all the things above that what we can even think of that. Yes, my friend, I am talking about a God who is able to save to the uppermost. Yes. And all that we can even ask of him, he is able to do. The word doesn't know he is able to save through Jesus Christ, who makes an intercession for us. Amen. And we find that in Hebrews 7:25. Oh, yes, my friend. Let's not forget that we can take every word or situation that would separate us from God. We can take it to him in prayer. Every situation. Amen. As the scripture says, in 1 John 2:15-17, that the world is full of lust. Amen. And I'm talking about the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye. That which consists of morality, emotional state of mind, which is connected with people's feelings. And that is not the least of all. There is other things that hinder our relationship with the Lord. Materialism, greed, covetousness, and all the pride of life. Amen. Vainglory, boastfulness, arrogance. Yes, all these things can be summarized into one word, and that is sin. Amen. Which stinks in God's nostrils, because he cannot stand sin. And these are things that Satan used to keep us, to break our fellowship with the Lord and keep him us from having being within fellowship with the Lord. Amen. When he can hold these things over our head and keep us bound with all these sinful actions and sinful way of thinking. Amen. And that is not all. Can hinder our relationship with the Lord. There are things such as anxiety, boredom, depression, despair, discernment, and discouragement. Yes, these emotional states of mind, when they're not caused by a common condition, they are often the result of sin. Perhaps not as by the sense of way, but they can be, praise God, can come about as by our sinful way of thinking. Thinking, amen. Sinful thinking call us, praise God, to break fellowship with the Lord. Amen. But you know the Bible says in Romans 14:23, whatsoever is not of faith, it is sin. Well, my God, my sisters and brothers, whatever you think or do, you do it and not do it in faith, and praise God, it's sin. Yes, you know, my friend, you do not have to be bound by sinful activity no longer than the night. If you will have that unwavering faith, that steadfast faith, to believe that God is able to save you and take away your sin and put them behind you, then, praise God, you can call upon the Lord tonight. No care what the devil may try to hold over your head. But no matter what it may be, And don't care who you are, whether you rich or poor, it don't make any difference. And you know what? It don't matter what nationality you are, color, or race. None of it matters. All that matters is that you will have faith to come to the Lord in prayer, confessing your sin to him, and with a repentant heart, being godly sorry for all your sins that you have committed against the Holy God. By asking him to forgive you for your sins. I can assure you tonight, my friend, if you come with a sincere heart, confessing your sins to the Lord, he will forgive you. By you accepting his son as the Lord and Savior, he will save you, he will cleanse you, he will take away all those sins that have you bound and separated from hell. Oh, yes, oh, yes. According to Luke 13:3, he is faithful to his word. And the word goes on to say, my friend, if you were tonight, like I said, the size of a mustard seed, you can come to God tonight and ask him to move that mountain out of your life. Maybe tonight your relationship has been hindered from him. By some sinful activity that Satan has bound you up with. But what, don't matter what that mountain may be, what I'm trying to tell you, don't care what that mountain may be, if you have the faith of the size of a mustard seed, you can ask God to remove it. And I will assure you that God is able and he will remove that mountain out of your life tonight. Whether it be even a physical illness, such as sickness, God is able to take it away. Because he is a healer and he's a deliverer and he promised to heal his children. Amen. When we cry and call upon the Lord, he said in his word that he will hear. And he is open unto our cry. All we have to do is call upon him and ask him. You may be one with a broken heart tonight. Your heart may have been broken in many pieces tonight. But if you call upon God, I guarantee he will amend your heart. He will amend it. He will put it back together. He will take away the pain. He will take away the hurt. He will restore you back, your heart back to perfect health. Oh, yes, he will. Or maybe there may be some obstacle in your path tonight that you cannot move. But I guarantee you, if you give it to God, I assure you that he can remove it. He can take it away. Yes, he will move whatever obstacle that lies in your path. Just as he can move mountains, he can remove obstacles. He will make the pathway straight for you. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, glory to the name. I know that he will. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know that he can remove obstacles. He can make the pathway straight for you. Yes, yes. Oh, you may be one tonight of grieving within your heart. It seems like your whole world is falling apart. And you do not know which way to turn or what to do or where to look or where to go. But I don't tell you tonight, my friend, if you take it and give it to God, I guarantee that he will take away the pain and he will comfort you like no one else can. He will take away the hurt. He's going to restore the happiness. Yes, he can. Oh, yes, he can. Or maybe you may be experiencing tonight anxiety attack. And you just feel fear all around. And there's nothing seems to take it away or help. And you don't know where it comes from or how it come about. But I want you to know tonight that it's time for you to call out to the Lord and put your faith in him and stand on his word, because he did not give us a spirit of fear, but power and of love and of a sound mind. So praise God, if you whether put your faith in God tonight and trust him, praise God, and stand on his word, and I guarantee he will cast that fear out of you. Amen. As the word states in 2 Timothy 1:7. Amen. Yes, my friend. What the world has viewed, bounded with, whether it is by sinful ways or sinful thinking, you can be set free tonight if you have the faith to trust the Lord. Amen. And believe that Jesus, amen, is the Son of God according to the word. And you put your faith in him, and I guarantee you will be made whole tonight. And so, my friends, as the word says, the victory of overcoming sin is through by faith. Faith is the victory in overcoming sin. And that is the word that was laid on my heart to share with you tonight. Praise God. And I do pray that you were blessed by the word that I've spoken into your spirit tonight. And I like to say to our listeners tonight, this is the beginning of calling broadcast, where you can call in for prayer, testimony, or maybe the Lord will be on your heart to give a word of encouragement. And so I invite you to call in to the glory of God. And I'd like to give you at this time our calling number. You may call into the studio at 516-453-9394. And that call-in number again is 516-453-9394. Amen. You can call in for prayer. Like I say, with a testimony, or even if the Lord laid on your heart to share words of encouragement, high up in the Lord's name of Christ. Amen. And the broadcast will begin on Thursday night, every Thursday night, from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. And you can also listen to our broadcast over Agape Broadcast Station 24/7 a day by going to the top of the www.thetopofchristandassociates. That associates is abbreviated ASSOC. Disciples of Christ and Associates, ASSOC.com. Or you can find us through by the web on the internet by looking up Pastor Hayward Wilson on Facebook or Twitter. Either one of those social media. Amen. Praise God. Well, at this time, I'm walking into the word of the Lord, and we will hear a word, a song, and praise God. We have a song tonight from my brother in the Lord. Amen. Get ready. Thank you. Yes, yes. All you have to do is have faith. Your faith is what caused God to move on your behalf. Yes. It is your faith that gives you the victory to overcome sin. Praise God, if you had the faith to stand on God's word, then praise God you can see how God will move on your behalf, because he is able. He is able. He is able to move every mountain. He is able to move, praise God, every obstacle out of your way. He is able, praise God, to deliver you. He is able. Things that have you bound, if you had the faith to believe, praise God tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Father. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Let me come up here with another angel, mighty angel of God tonight. Praise God. For the people of God. Hallelujah. I think I'm going to go tonight with the Kimberly. Hallelujah. Come on, Sister Kim.
Thank you.
Praise God, praise God. I'm thinking for what he done for me. Yes, Sister Kim. Tell the one thank you for what he did to me. Praise God, hallelujah. He saved me, he delivered me, brought me out of, praise God, stopped me being through marvelous. Yes, he did, yes. And it was all through by my faith, praise God, in him. Praise God, it is through my faith in the Lord Jesus. They're calling us to get to have the victory over sin. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to give praise God. That phone number again that you can call in. Praise God. The broadcast. Praise God. I think that phone number is 516-453. Praise God, 9349. Praise God, or you can call. If you can't get us through by that, you can call us, praise God, through by area code 267-216-4917. Praise God. And that the phone numbers you can call in. Praise God, if you have a prayer or you have a testimony or praise God, you want a word of encouragement that the Lord will be on your heart to share with the listeners, praise God, you can call in. And that number is 516-453-9394. Or you can call area code 267-216-4917. Praise God. And we will be here from on the air from 8 to 9 p.m. on Thursday night. Praise God. And like I said, you can also listen to our broadcast, which is the Agape Broadcast Station, which is aired 24/7 a day. And you can log in to www.disciplesofchristandassociates. That's disciplesofchristandassociates. That associates is abbreviated. ACASSOC.com. disciplesofchristandassociates. .com, or you can, praise God, find us on the web, also on the internet, by looking up Pastor Hayward Wilson on Facebook and also on Twitter. Praise God. Let me find another angel of the Lord here. Praise God.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our time is running out. Praise God is all the time we have for tonight. But I do pray that you were blessed by the broadcast, and I do pray that you will tune in again next week. Praise God for a live call-in broadcast. And this is Pastor Hayward Wilson saying, may God continue to bless and keep you all until we come together again. Praise God.